3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Harden My Take, the number one podcast on thedreamshake.com, home of all things Houston Rockets on sbnation.com. Jeremy Berner here, and today, Michael Brown, we're here with a friend of ours that we just met, you know, maybe 15, 20 minutes ago.
I'm excited, man. I mean, ever since the John Wall news has come down, I want to talk more about it. I want to figure out if this was a good move, a great move, a terrible move for the Rockets. And I feel like we have the right guest on the show today to help us break that move down, in its entirety.
Yes, we have Ben Mehich from our sister site, Bullets Forever. But my first question to you, Ben, is, can you do the John Wall?
I grew up doing the John Wall when he was the number one pick. I think I was 14 years old. I was elated. So I had that song playing far too often, annoyed my parents for hours on end with that song. So I think I've perfected it.
Yeah, so definitely the news that he would be traded to Houston made you feel some kind of way. Just kind of describe how you felt when you first learned that he was heading to Houston.
It kind of reminded me of the Gilbert Arenas trade a bit. It wasn't surprising in that, you know, there were rumors floating around. It became pretty apparent that he didn't want to remain in Washington after the team had basically given the keys to Bradley Beal. I don't know if he wanted a trade to happen, but the relationship had, you know, grown sour and it needed to end. I think when the news actually broke, it was a whole nother ball game. Seeing a guy like John, the Wizards aren't like other franchises in the sense that John Walls don't come around very often for a team like the Wizards. And the fact that they parted ways with him in a trade after, you know, wanting him to retire in a Wizards jersey, certainly a surreal moment. But, you know, from a basketball perspective, I wrote about this trade before it happened. I think probably about 2 or 3 weeks before it happened. It made sense from a basketball perspective, especially for a team that wants to keep Bradley Beal around for the long term. But yeah, I think from a personal standpoint and everything he's done for the community, he represents the DMV area better than anybody else. So, definitely a surreal moment.
Mm-hmm. And I guess what we're trying to figure out here, obviously, I guess on our end too, Mike, and you can add in as well. It wasn't a big surprise, obviously, as we had kind of seen rumors of this trade come about. But just a week before the trade actually happened, Tommy Shepard said, you know, that he doesn't have any plans to trade John Wall. So that kind of seemed to be where this trade kind of went out of left field, because on the day of the trade, there wasn't any, Houston and Washington have reopened talks or anything like that. It was just, you know, boom, goes the dynamite. The trade happened. So did that surprise you a little bit about how Tommy Shepard handled the trade?
It was pretty surprising. I mean, Tommy Shepard and honestly, even Ernie Grunfeld, to his credit, have always been pretty honest in their dealings. But I don't think he necessarily even had plans to trade John Wall. I think that's the verbiage there is interesting. I think, you know, they had ideas and concepts thrown around, as he had talked about today, but plans to trade him, I'm not necessarily sure that was true. I think they had intended and were prepared to have him start training camp with the team and go through the season and perhaps grow his trade value. But, if the Rockets called and offered a guy like Russell Westbrook, a player who was an All-NBA player last year, knowing that Wall hasn't played in 2 years and that Bradley Beal is kind of in a sensitive and fragile situation, needs to see the team do something in an effort to win now, that's a trade that you have to make, and it's a trade that they did make.
One quick aspect that I want to look at this from the Wizards' perspective is the drafting of a guy like Danny Avija and then the drafting of a guy like Cassius Winston. Do you feel like a guy like Russell Westbrook is a better fit for those recent draft picks compared to John Wall? Or do you feel like you guys are going to miss out on a guy like John Wall with those most recent draft picks?
See, and that's the thing. I think if John Wall was healthy and you knew what you were getting with him, I would say absolutely. I mean, he's made players, and with all due respect to these guys, you know, Jared Dudley, Martell Webster, Trevor Ariza, and a ton of players look a lot better than they are. He's gotten players paid. That's what he's kind of, has been grown accustomed to doing. He makes guys around him better. And you mentioned some of the younger players. It would have been nice to see him flourish with guys like Denny Avdia and Rui Hachimura, who could use a pass-first point guard, a player as creative as John Wall. But the reality is the Wizards didn't know what they were getting with him, and they didn't have the luxury of taking a chance and waiting around. I mean, he's going to be on a minutes restriction. I'm not sure if that's going to be true with Houston, but the Wizards intended on limiting his time on the court and limiting him with back-to-backs. And Washington really didn't have that luxury, especially with Bradley Beal kind of still towing the line. Is he going to be here next year? Is he not? The Wizards just couldn't wait. Rui Hachimura, Denny Avdia, these guys are going to be in Washington for a very long time. There's going to be moments for them to develop. But, you know, the Wizards are really intended to keep Bradley Beal around. And for them to do that, they had to make a move.
So I guess what we're trying to figure out is, you know, I think when we recorded our podcast right after it started, Mike, the other day, we were both pretty excited about the deal. And I mean, we've talked a little bit since then, but I think we're under the impression we're both really excited from a Rockets perspective about this trade, right? Are you still on board with that? Or is Ben talking you out of it now?
No, I don't think he's talking me out of it. I think the more that I read about this trade, this is, and Ben, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, this feels like a really big gamble for both franchises, you know, the Rockets and the Wizards, of trying to make their superior superstars and Bradley Beal and James Harden happy with a change of superstar. And the more that I read about John Wall, the more that I like. I guess my biggest question to you, Ben, is, are the Rockets getting a guy in John Wall that can really help the Rockets franchise go to the next level? Or do you feel like Russell Westbrook was really the best option between the two and the Rockets are really taking a step back?
And that's the thing. I mean, nobody really knows. And that's kind of been dominating Washington's conversation over the last 2 years. He hasn't played a game in 2 years. The game has evolved since 2018. And even before he got hurt, his game took a step back. He wasn't as efficient. Bradley Beal needed the ball more. John Wall moved less without the ball than Dirk Nowitzki in his last season. And you guys remember, Dirk was basically on crutches his last year. John basically sat around with his hands on his knees. Never really adapted his game in that sense. So what the Rockets are asking him to do is, you need to rapidly evolve your game to the point where you're playing with one of the most ball-dominant guys in the league. Your outside shot was never that great. Now we need you to kind of become better at moving without the ball, getting open, and hitting those lockdown shots, knock down those open shots. That's a really difficult thing for a player to do at age 30, coming off an Achilles injury, which is among the worst injuries a basketball player can suffer, especially one that relies on explosiveness to the level that John Wall does. So from the Houston Rockets perspective, as being a basketball fan, I didn't quite understand it. I guess it's a move that you have to make. If Westbrook has no intention on remaining in Houston, doesn't want to be there, and John Wall is all you can get, and the market is slim, but you know, from a basketball perspective, it's hard to understand. And if I were a betting man, it's really hard to see the situation really end up, with all sides being happy, in the sense that James Harden is relieved that the trade happened and he wants to stick around. And there's just so many question marks around John Wall. And I wish him the best, and I hope he succeeds in Houston, because he is a great, great guy and an amazing basketball player when he's healthy. But we haven't seen a healthy John Wall in quite some time.
Well, I think a lot of what this trade does for Houston is it allows James Harden to really be that alpha, undisputed alpha on the court, and he's the main ball handler. Like, John Wall can be that guy, and he can take some of the load off of James Harden, but there's no debate. Harden is the guy, and John Wall is the second guy. Whereas now in Washington, the biggest criticism with Harden and Westbrook was that there wasn't a clear distribution of power. Like, sometimes it was Harden, sometimes it was Russ. There was tension there. Russ wanted a little bit more power. They did that by dealing Capella, playing more to his style of game. That didn't really make Harden too happy. And so that's kind of where I think the Rockets were kind of forced into this trade. But now in Washington, you have Westbrook, who's looking to be more of a floor general, Scott Brooks, who's coached him before, and that leaves impending free agent Bradley Beal in a very unique position. Because how do you think, Ben, Westbrook being out, like being very outspoken, saying he wants to be the floor general, how is he going to work next to a guy like Brad Beal, who's been in that role as the floor general for the Wizards since John Wall went down with the injury?
I think Bradley Beal is amendable to his role. I think he's elevated his game to the point where you can succeed with him being the ball dominant player that he's become. He averaged over 30 points per game last year. He's become an elite scorer. But he's also a guy who's had a ton of success off the dribble off the ball with John Wall. Westbrook and Wall, I think, are similar in that way where, you know, they are primarily at their best if the ball's in their hands. Bradley's not that sort of player. He does a really good job moving without the ball, getting himself open off screens and knocking down those shots. And I think his production will dip a bit just by virtue of playing with Russell Westbrook. But I think the fit isn't as awkward as it might appear, at least on paper. I think it's a lot less awkward as it was with Westbrook and Harden.
Now, now that we're talking about Brad Beal, I want to bring up this scenario that I talked with Mike before the show, and he was a hard disagree, and he'll explain why now. But I was thinking this. It could be just something that's totally bonkers, but I figured it might as well be brought to the surface. Bradley Beal's a free agent in 2021. Harden's a free agent in 2022. What if by bringing John Wall, someone that Bradley Beal has some semblance of a relationship with, do you think that this might be kicking the tires of a potential three-team trade, sign-and-trade, where Harden goes to Brooklyn, the Rockets get Bradley Beal, and the package that Brooklyn is proposing ends up in Washington at the end of the day? What are your thoughts, Ben, on that, and Mike as well? What are your thoughts on that potential deal possibly working?
Yeah, I mean, I know for a fact that the Nets have had conversations with the Wizards and probably thrown out the same package that you've, hypothetically thought about. The Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, and slew of picks with Dinwiddie. But I'm just not sure that's enough to get it done for Washington. If they will move him, the Miami Heat to be atop their list. They have players like Tyler Herro, Duncan Robinson. And I think that moves the needle a little bit more than what the Nets could offer. But I like the thinking. I'm just not sure that in reality it would ever come to fruition. And, I think, to be honest with you, Bradley Beal and John Wall have a great deal of respect for each other. I think they do get along a lot better than the national media has portrayed. But I think they also understand that they've kind of outgrown each other as players. Bradley Beal is kind of in the mold of a number one guy now, and John Wall has been the number one guy when he's played with Beal. So I think that relationship basketball-wise was going to come to an end, and I really don't envision them playing together again.
Yeah, I mean, Ben, I'm with you. I feel like, you know, the relationship between John Wall and Bradley Beal was a lot longer than between James Harden and Russell Westbrook. But I honestly feel like the situation is the same, where the players just don't work well together. And I honestly feel like this trade between the Wizards and the Rockets, I think for the Rockets' perspective, 100% depends on the health of John Wall. If John Wall is healthy and he's playing at the same level he was playing in Washington, I think this is a great trade for the Rockets. And I think it puts them in a much better predicament than they were at this point last year with a superstar combination of John Wall and James Harden. I think the Rockets can have a great deal of success, you know, with this trade.
Yeah. I mean, it's the three-team deal involving Bradley Beal in 2021. It's something to kick the tires on right now and just to think about in the back of your mind. Because it's a trade that makes sense for all three teams if you're looking at it. If Bradley Beal's not going to re-sign in Washington, the Wizards are going to want at least something for him. And if he decides that, you know, Houston could be a place that he wants to go, because John Wall's there and because he has the potential to be a number one, Houston's always been very aggressive in trying to sign the biggest guys on the market. So in that regard, you get Bradley Beal, and you that's a good replacement for Harden. And that's the reason why he hasn't been traded yet, is because you're not going to get equal value for a guy like that. But if you get Bradley Beal, that is closer to equal value than anything else you're going to get, especially considering Bradley Beal might not even be in his prime yet. I mean, I think we're starting to see that, but I do think that having Russell Westbrook there is going to hinder that a little bit. So maybe bringing him to Houston or a place like that will allow him to continue being that number one while still being on a competitive roster with, you know, a nice sidekick in John Wall that he has a really good relationship with, and Christian Wood, who we are really excited about in Houston as one of the developing bigs, and just a roster around him that can compete in the Western Conference. But that's something we'll talk about in the future, but let's talk about what we have right now, and we have John Wall. So Ben, you've seen John Wall in his entire career, and you know the struggles that he's had with his torn Achilles. What do you think us as Houston fans can expect out of John Wall post-injury?
Again, I mean, to reiterate what I said before, and not to sound like a pessimist at all, because if anybody can do it, John Wall can. He's been through a lot in his career. He's been through a lot personally, and he's overcome much adversity in his career. But the odds are really stacked against him. Injury stuff aside, before he was hurt, when the Wizards signed Dwight Howard and they kind of put together what looked like a semblance of a competitive team with Otto Porter, Bradley Beal, Wall, and Dwight Howard, and Markieff Morris, Wall didn't look that great. He really struggled to adapt to the modern game. Again, he didn't move well without the ball. His jump shot was still semi-inaccurate, kind of broken. And, you know, the game was evolving, and he never quite caught up to that. So it's I'll be interested to see how Houston has adopted their offense since the departure of Mike D'Antoni. Perhaps they'll slow down a little bit more, allow Bradley or John Wall to, you know, create more pick and rolls, which he's fantastic at. He's one of the best pick and roll point guards in the league. Christian Wood is really good at setting screens, rolling to the basket. He obviously has a really good chemistry with DeMarcus Cousins, who he was teammates with in Kentucky. That's another storyline I think that people have neglected here. Wall and Cousins have thought about teaming up for years. I mean, since they've been drafted together, they've been talking about this. And now they have the opportunity to play together. And obviously it's not in the circumstances that they probably imagined. Both are trying to prove many doubters wrong, given that both are coming off pretty serious injuries. But I think that's another storyline to watch. He also has a good rapport with PJ Tucker. John Wall is one of the best passers in the league and had created more corner three-point shots than anybody in the NBA over the last several years when he was playing. So it's another thing to watch. I think there's plenty to be excited about, but I would temper my expectations in the sense that, again, he hasn't played in 2 years, coming off a really strong injury, and it's going to be hard for him to get acclimated. But if he does, I mean, the Rockets got a really, really good player.
Yeah, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but he got injured right after he signed his extension, right?
Yeah, he got injured. He had some sort of procedure on his heel, and during that rehab, he had ended up tearing his Achilles. But even before that, he had knee troubles, had only played 41 games, I think, in the 2017-18 season. So he's really had an injury-plagued career. This isn't the first instance of him, you know, missing a large chunk of time.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you have anything to add?
No, I think the one thing that I look at as it pertains to this team is, do you feel like the acquisition of Russell Westbrook with the Wizards makes them any more of a championship contender than they were with John Wall? Because I think that with the Rockets acquisition of John Wall, health pertaining, I think they're in a better spot to contain for a title in the Western Conference. I'm just curious as to what you think the Wizards' acquisition of Westbrook does for the Wizards' outlook on this season.
I do. I think the Wizards were in win-now mode and kind of a desperation mode, given that Bradley Beal's situation is really delicate there. You know, if the season started rough, I can imagine a situation in which he asked for a trade. I think Russell Westbrook, you know what you're going to get with him. He's not a perfect basketball player. He's 32 years old. He's largely inefficient, but he was an all-NBA player. And you know what? He's there. He's going to play. You're not really sure what you're going to get with John Wall. And, you know, starting Ish Smith or Raul Neto is less than ideal, starting with those two guards. Now that you're getting Russell Westbrook, you know what you're going to get with him. You're going to get a productive basketball player who probably, you know, is inefficient, sometimes probably shoots too much, isn't as reliable defensively as you'd like to, as you'd hope, but he's still a player, and he's an all-NBA player, and John Wall was, you know, an assistant coach, quite literally, over the last couple of years. They gave him that role. And last I checked, I mean, players are a lot more productive than assistant coaches. So I think the Wizards got objectively, I think the Wizards got the better end of this deal.
And so let's take this. Where did you see the Wall-Beal Wizards? Like, where do you think they would have ended in the East versus where do you see them now with the Westbrook-Beal Wizards?
Yeah, I think their floor is higher now. Again, just because now you have two All-NBA type players, I don't think they're going to contend by no means. They'll probably still hover around the 6-8 seed. I think with John Wall, given that he's on a minutes restriction, not playing back-to-backs, probably closer to an 8th seed. But even that was up in the air, to be honest with you. So I think their floor has been lifted a bit, but by no means does this trade make them a contender.
Now, if you had to predict, I mean, I know I'm asking you a lot of hypotheticals with a guy that hasn't played in a while, but if you had to guess for John Wall, what do you think he can average this season points wise, and given his restrictions, if there might be any, what can Houston expect out of John Wall stats wise?
Yeah, he's a guy who's a really, really high assist, high turnover guy just by virtue of having the ball so much. I mean, you can expect him to dish out if he plays 30, maybe 30-plus minutes a game, close to 10 assists a game, I think. And if he's able to get enough shots, he's kind of a high-usage player, low efficiency, he'll get close to 18, 19 points a game. But I think the main question here, what Rockets fans should ask themselves, is how is he getting these numbers? Because he was getting these numbers before injury, and it wasn't looking good. He was really struggling to shoot. He was inefficient. The offense was being hindered by the way he was running it because he was very ball-dominant. And the offense is pretty stagnant with him playing that way. So if he's giving you good numbers, it's how is he getting to these numbers? But I think he could easily give you, you know, 18 and 9 points a game with restrictions.
Yeah, I mean, 18 and 9, Mike, that's not Russell Westbrook numbers, but I think that allows, you know, we're going to get obviously more production out of the center position this year with Christian Wood, and we're going to get more probably out of James if that's the case. I know we averaged 34 last year and that led the league, but that might, if that's not, you know, if Westbrook wasn't there, James might have gone for 40. And honestly, I'm not saying 40, but with the fewer games this year, do you think we could see 40 out of James, Mike?
Yeah, I don't know about 40. The one positive I think that I look to most with John Wall is that John Wall is going to be more of the playmaker that Chris Paul was compared to Russell Westbrook. I actually think Russell Westbrook for the Wizards, I think, is a really good fit for what they're looking for. And I think John Wall is going to be a really good fit for what the Rockets are looking for next to James Harden. And I think you hit the nail right on the head. I think with this trade, I think the Rockets are looking for more production out of Eric Gordon, Christian Wood. I think they're going to look for production out of DeMarcus Cousins to kind of fill in for that missed production from Russell Westbrook as it pertains to points per game. I think the Rockets are going to be in pretty good shape. Once again, health pertaining to John Wall. But I think this is a trade that, Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is actually works out best for both franchises, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a trade that both had to make. Obviously, Harden has been floated to have been asked for a trade room or a trade request there. They need to do something. this is a gamble worth taking for them, because I think a healthy John Wall is probably a better fit next to James Harden than a Russell Westbrook is, just because Russell is more of a scoring type point guard. And like you said, I think the Chris Paul comparison is a good one, because I think, similar to Chris Paul, he's more of a passer than him, a pass first point guard. When he's healthy, I'd say probably the best among the top three passers in the NBA. So I think that fits. They have shooters. You surround John Wall with shooters and have a deadly offense. For the Wizards, again, they needed to do something. Russell Westbrook immediately injects energy into the franchise, gives them some life, and shows Bradley Beal that, you know what, we are serious about winning. Is it going to pan out? I could easily see this not working out for either team, because John Wall, again, hasn't played in 2 years. Achilles injury. Russell Westbrook, he started bouncing around the league, also hasn't really evolved his game to the modern style of play. So this could go both ways. You know, it's my hope sincerely that it works out for both, because John Wall, again, has been fantastic, severely underrated, criminally underrated over the last decade. And Russell Westbrook, I think he's exactly what the Wizards needed. Some energy, trust me. The Wizards have, and Wizards fans are lamenting about this trade, but this is the same fan base that couldn't sell out playoff games. I think, you know, Russell Westbrook is that sort of player that elevates the franchise and, you know, gives them something to look forward to now.
Yeah, honestly, you know, now that we're, you know, talking after we've been able to process and digest the trade, you know, fully, I really hope Russ finds what he's looking for in Washington. And I think that he has a good chance of doing that. I don't think very many teams in the league are able to give him that, you know, full number one role. And whether or not he has that with Bradley Beal, I'm not sure. But I think that if any team would be able to do that, it's one that's coached by Scott Brooks, Houston Rockets legend Scott Brooks, if I'm right, Mike. But I hope that y'all take care of him in Washington, because honestly, the Harden-Westbrook era, we can put it to rest. But we can't deny, Mike, how exciting it was when Harden and Westbrook were on their game and the potential havoc that the two of them caused when they were at their peak.
Yeah, I mean, Ben, I mean, the one thing that I don't think the national media talks about enough is the fact that before this whole COVID shutdown in March, Russell Westbrook was playing at an MVP-type level, you know, between the months of January and February. I think the Washington franchise is getting an absolutely fantastic basketball player in Russell Westbrook. And he's a great guy off the court too. You know, I think more than anything, he just wants to win. We're sad to see him go, but I do feel like if the Rockets were going to trade a guy like Russell Westbrook, getting a guy like John Wall and a first round pick was about as good a deal as the Rockets were going to get on the open market.
Yeah, and I think this is a good place to park the rocket ship. Thank you so much, Ben. We really appreciate your time here on Harden My Take, and we'd love for you to drop your Twitter handle below, drop you know, a little bit of what you're working on, and the floor is yours.
Sure, you can follow me at Ben Mahich NBA. I just wanted to say that the Rockets got a really – really solid player and a greater human being in John Wall. I think if he's 80 or 85% of what he used to be, the Rockets are going to be in good hands. And I'm really excited. I can't wait to watch the Rockets play. I think this is all the more reason to be excited.
Yep, that's Ben Mehich, NBA on Twitter. That's BenMehichNBA. And he works at Bullets Forever, our sister site of thedreamshake.com, home of all things Houston Rockets, on SBNation.com. You can follow us on Twitter at DreamshakeSBN. You can give us a like over on Facebook if you're over there. And also, please do yourself a favor and follow my awesome, amazing co-pilot, Mr. Michael Brown, on Twitter at
Big Red Hat Guy.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Jeremy Brenner, JeremyBrenner. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Again, thank you to Ben. And until next time, go Rockets.